Well, howdy, 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 gang. And a very good Sunday morning to you. Want to welcome you back to another installment of the Head for the Hills radio program. Your official hillbilly hangover hangout. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. till noon, rolling out those old hillbilly honky-tonk bluegrass and rockabilly relics. Got a bunch of them for you, as once again we've kicked over the crates, meandered through the mildew, poked under the porch, and hunted through the holler for everything that bring back a twang. My name's Ben Hamper, and we will be here till noon. The phone number to the studio, in case you might have a comment or request, is 995-1090. That's a 231 area code for you folks out there in the cyber boonies. Our spotlight special today, our six-pack to go, feature a half a dozen tunes or so from the great Everly Brothers. It's Phil Everly's brother, birthday brother, coming up on Tuesday, I believe. And so what better occasion to hear some great old Everly Brother tunes. Never a bad time for that. That'll be coming up in the second hour. Hope you can stick around. Sort of cold and hazy out there this morning. Combine that, it just comes out to cozy. So gather around the Victrola. Pour another cup of Joe. Fire up another Viceroy. We're going to get back and down to it with Patsy Cline, doing one called Come On In, Make Yourself at Home.
Where the good folks, they all love you as their own. Then I'd go over to my neighbor's house, knock on the door, and they'd all sing out, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. I'd sing their praises long and loud, cause they're all my folks, and I'm mighty proud of the little old town back home where I was born. I wish that I could hear them say in the good old fashioned friendly way, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. Well, they don't lock their doors at night, cause they all know they're doing right, and the good Lord's bound to have them for his own. Would say, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. When I was a child of only three, I said my prayers at my mother's knee, and I knew right then from God I'd never roam. When I get a summons on the judgment day, I hope I can hear my Savior say, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home.
Bye-bye. bye-bye. Good, my baby, baby, bye-bye. Good, my baby, baby, bye-bye.
Don't be passing out free samples. Your lips ain't meant to be free samples for anybody else but me. Don't be hollering free samples, shouting with a grin free samples. Your hugs ain't meant to be free samples for anybody else but me. You ain't no bargain basement and I ain't no auctioneer. When I love a girl, I want to find myself. So honey, put that kiss right here. Don't you advertise free samples, saying with your eyes free samples, your love ain't meant to be free samples for anybody else but me. Be passing out free samples. Your lips ain't meant to be free samples for anybody else but me. Don't be hollering free samples, shouting with a grin free samples. Your hugs ain't meant to be free samples for anybody else but me. Now you ain't no bargain basement and I ain't no auctioneer. When I love a girl, I want to find myself. So honey, put that kiss right here. Don't you advertise free samples, saying with your eyes free samples, your love ain't meant to be free samples for anybody else but me. Now you ain't no bargain basement, baby, and I ain't no auctioneer. When I love a girl, I wanna find myself. So honey, put that kiss right here. Don't you advertise free samples, saying with your eyes free samples, your love ain't meant to be free sample for anybody else but me.
Some birthday, I lost my radio, I lost a contest, and now I'll never get to see Las Vegas, Illinois.
Now I got a gal that's different, and though I know she's true, she's never really happy till she's got me feeling blue. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Yes, my baby really loves me in her own peculiar way. Now I loaned her my apartment when I was out of town. When I got back, I found that she had burned the building down. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Yes, my baby really loves me in her own peculiar way. Oh, how about your baby, Billy? Baby. Now she took a course in cooking and filled my heart with glee. Till I detected poison in a cake she baked for me. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Yes, my baby really loves me in her own peculiar way. Now she went down to the corner to catch a picture show. She said, I'll see you later, but that was 20 years ago. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Yes, my baby really loves me in her own peculiar way.
With a dog inside that got to ride into the USA to see our hound dog or American groundhog. That Russian canine can't stand the pace. Hiding place is mine. Don't care if it's roomy, just so it's roomy, and so it's somewhere Sputnik can't find. Sputniks and Mudniks flying through the air. Sputniks and Mudniks flying everywhere. They're so ironic. Are they atomic? Those funny missiles have got me scared.
Seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
She's like a beautiful lady with a Mona Lisa smile and doubts, and she can charm you in her own Texas style and doubts. Would you believe she named her airport love? Just a symbol of what she's got plenty of. She's a city with a mind of her own, my own Dallas. Take a ride on her Central Expressway, breeze down the LBJ. Look her over good and you'll have to say, she's the best dressed city in the USA. I love my city of soul. From Neiman's Lace to the Cotton Bowl, from Highland Park to Herald Square, she swings like a blonde with a millionaire. Bet I never stay away for very long from Dallas. Cause like baby misses mama on his first night gone from home, I miss Dallas. She's a beautiful queen with a vast domain, whose subjects seem to thrive on everything that swings.
I could tell you more, but my plane's about to leave for Dallas. I could tell you more, but I gotta catch that plane for Dallas. There's a whole lot more, but I gotta catch a plane.
So, the young'uns now don't know what real fun is, but I can tell them mighty quick how we got us a kiss.
Yeah!
Kissing games, kissing games.
Like us, you take them Eskimoses. When they meet up with their best gal, they start to rub his noses.
Well, it's been so long, I've done forgot just what it's all about. I don't know if you're drawing your breath or if you blow it out.
Well, kissing games, kissing games. I love them kissing games. Why don't they bring them back? Why don't they bring them back?
Well, I went to a party where a girl kept a yelling, with the horse, I couldn't say a word. My throat was so inflamed. They drawed a circle in the middle of the floor for a girl to step into. The fellas had to kiss her or pay a fine.
How'd you come out?
Well, I made $12 and an IOU.
Kissing games, kissing games. I love them kissing games. Why don't they bring them back? Why don't they bring them back?
They dug for apple at the party I went in a galvanized washing tub. You duck your head, get an apple in your teeth, and then there comes the rub. You gotta keep your head down in the water till the gal that'll kiss you is found.
How'd you come out?
Well, if it hadn't have been for my sister that is there, I believe to my soul I'd have drowned.
Well,
kissing games, kissing games. I love them kissing games.
Oh, the romantic duo right there of Minnie Pearl and Grandpa Jones playing those kissing games from 1953. Not sure I'd really want to see that, Minnie and Grandpa hooking up on a kiss. In fact, those folks share a record for the lowest selling sex video of all time. I guess it didn't sell any. Before that, Willie Nelson singing about his love for the town of Dallas. Or perhaps it was the TV show. Anyway, RCA Records, 1968. I guess it would predate the TV show. Before that, we heard from Ray Anderson and the Alabama Pals doing Sputniks and Mutniks. Recorded on the Small Clicks label out of Troy, Michigan. From sometime in the late 50s. Ernest Tubb gave us In Her Own Peculiar Way. From 1957, a tune in which he seems to taunt his own guitar player, Billy Byrd, right in the guitar break while Billy's doing his own thing. We overhear Ernest yelling at him, "Have you even got a baby?" Oh, that kindly old Ernest Tubb. Jack Scott gave us Goodbye Baby. One of his big ones, a number 8 hit for Jack Scott back in the year of 1959. Gentleman out of Windsor, Canada, and then later on Hazel Park, Michigan. And good old Jack turns 75 years old a little later this month. Creeping up there. Roy Hogshead gave us Free Samples from 1951. And let out today with the great Patsy Cline. Early one for her from 1956 on the Coral label. Something called Come On In and Make Yourself at Home. We hope you sure do. About 20 minutes after 10 on Sunday morning here. You're listening to WNMC 90.7 in Traverse City, Michigan. Specifically, the Head for the Hills radio program. Your official hillbilly hangover hangout. Going to be around here till noon. Phone number is 995-1090 for any comments or requests. Quickly want to say howdy to Bones and Ayla. Have us tuned in. Couple great hipsters that listen to the show quite often. And a howdy to the folks out at Tandem Ciders who have us tuned in this morning. Want to thank everyone that turned out for the weekend wig out last Friday night down at the Inside Out Gallery. Had us a swinging affair. And a lot of frugging and shindigging. Went over rather nicely, and hopefully we'll do it again. Thanks to all involved. The weather could have been a little better there at the end. I think it chased people out a little early. It really started coming down with the snow. Nice to see a lot of the fellow WNMC radio personalities down there. We saw, who was down there? Keith was down there, I know. Mike Vincent. Dave Gold, I remember being there. Bob Bridge. Of course, JT and Heidi Lee, Doug was down there, and a few others. Thanks for your support. Remind everyone we are streaming live on the internet right now, too, at WNMC.org. Back to the music right now. One of my favorites from a guy I wasn't that huge on, Waylon Jennings. This is a good one.
Someone's gonna get hurt before you're through. Someone's gonna pay for the things you do. How many hearts must break? How many will it take just to satisfy you? Just to satisfy you. Another love, another fool to play your game.
Play your game.
Another love, another fool, they're all the same.
All the same.
Someone's gonna get hurt before you're through. Don't be surprised if that someone is you. You're gonna find when it's too late a heart that just won't break just to satisfy you, just to satisfy you. You're gonna find when it's too late a heart that just won't break just to satisfy you, just to satisfy you. Just to satisfy you, just to satisfy you, just to satisfy you. Just to satisfy you. Just to satisfy you.
Oh, birthdays all over the place this week. Had one earlier this week for this gentleman. Happy 85th birthday to the legendary Ray Price.
I got loaded last night on a bottle of gin. And I had a fight with my best girlfriend. But when I'm drinking, I am nobody's friend. Please, baby, wait for me until the
me out again. I know the same thing has happened before, and every time it does, I hate it more and more. But when I'm drinking, I am nobody's friend. Please, baby, wait for me until they let me out again. Spent a whole lot of time sitting and thinking, sitting and just thinking about you. If I didn't spend so much time sitting and drinking, we'd still have the love that we once knew. Oh, I won't promise that it won't happen again, but I can promise it'll be a long, long time till then. 'Cause when I'm drinking, please, baby, wait for me until they let me out again. Please, baby, wait for me until they let me out again.
They say you're night, I'd only lie awake. My baby said goodbye again, and my heart's about to break. So please don't mind me sitting here alone with my regrets. Another cup of coffee and a pack of cigarettes. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Just a nervous wreck am I since my baby said goodbye. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. It's nice of you to tell me, pal, that she was all to blame. She only brings me misery, but I love her just the same. I understand your sympathy, you'd like to help some way. But just fill up my cup again and empty out the tray. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Just a nervous wreck am I since my baby said goodbye. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Pick it out like I showed you, boy. My heart cries out with loneliness. I'll find somebody new. She isn't worth the price I pay, but there's nothing I can do. No matter how I tell myself, I hate her more and more. But I'd be the first to welcome her if she walked in the door. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Just a nervous wreck am I since my baby said goodbye. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears.
That concludes the musical portion of our program. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Coffindale Cigarette Contest. The first prize of $50,000 goes to Mr. Curly Howard of 1122 Lilyflower Terrace, New York City.
Who did you say?
Curly Howard.
Oh, thanks, Toots.
Listen to a story about a gal I know. She's my music maker, my mime, hillbilly bull. She's sweeter than the music when she tickles the strings. Sweeter than the flowers down in New Orleans. She's my music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. She'll play a little rhythm, do the boogie upright, a Tennessee polka, maybe blues in the night. Everybody travels from near and far to hear her when she picks it on that old guitar. My music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Evening when the sun sinks low, singing and a-picking on that old banjo. You want to jive when the words roll out of my mouth. Everybody's calling her the queen of the south. She's my fiddle playing mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Gotta start dancing when she gets in the groove. Picks the big bass fiddle or yodels the blues. Plays the downbeat, offbeat, and the old beat. A breakdown, a hold down, a does it up neat. She's my bass picking baby from Memphis, Tennessee. Is a coming to town. All the jive jumping jitterbugs together around. They keep a yelling to my queenie, now honey, let's go. My baby starts picking and I'm picking down low. My music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Upright, a Tennessee polka, maybe blues in the night. Everybody travels from near and far to hear her when she picks it on that old guitar. My music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee.
All the way from the plains, the frozen tundra of Nova Scotia. The great Hank Snow right there from 1951 on RCA Records. A good one called Music Making Mama from Memphis. Before that, we heard from Macon, Georgia DJ Charles Peanut Faircloth, released a record back in 1950. And apparently used as his subject matter what I have for breakfast every morning. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Clara Dean gave us Diddy Boppin' and Motor Mouthin'. Also heard from those household names Peck Touchton and the Sunset Wranglers out of Texas. One of theirs called My Baby Ain't Around. Ray Price, before that, did Sittin' and Thinkin'. A track from his classic 1962 album, Nightlife. What a great album that is. And as mentioned, Ray Price just this last Wednesday turned 85 years young. And we heard from our listener and good friend Brian, who said that he actually saw Ray Price in concert up here at the Leelanau Sands. That had to have been a while ago. I'm sure that would have been picked up by my radar. Much envy. Began that set with Waylon Jennings doing a nice ballad called Just to Satisfy You, co-written by funny man Don Bowman from 1969. And yeah, I'm not a huge Waylon Jennings fan. Wasn't a big enthusiast for the outlaw sound there in the 70s. He was so much identified with. But he did a lot of great stuff in the 60s, I think. And that was a clear-cut example. Hey, you've got it tuned to WNMC 90.7 in Traverse City, Michigan. Ben Hamper with you on the Head for the Hills radio program. So glad you're out there on this chilly Sunday morning. Some greasy roads out there in Traverse City. And frankly, very icy and hazardous roads up there in Leelanau County where I live. It was a real white knuckler coming in here, just like being on an ice rink. And I imagine the winds had a lot to do with that last night, buffing those surfaces. So be careful out there, folks. About 10:41 now. Phone number to the studio is 995-1090. We're going to head right back into it. Hear from Chuck Wells talking about that barroom girl.
Of a tavern, I saw her crying there. As I passed by, I asked her why she seemed in such despair. She looked at me for a moment like a prisoner from a cell. I knew drink claimed her soul in shame. Then this story I heard her tell. You see, sir, I didn't know about the ways of the world since mother died when I was just a little girl. Dad was always too busy with money and his friends to stop and tell me about life and the wages of sin. I've been coming to this place now a long time, and it was here I met a boy who looked honest and fine. At first he seemed to love me for my innocent grace, and he'd flatter me with words about the beauty of my face. But with no mother or father to talk to at all, I gave my whole life, then he left me to fall. With no one to tell me which way to turn, I fell deeper in sin. I couldn't return. Then I didn't care if I lived or died, just selling my soul to whoever would buy. Dealing in shame for a bite to eat, I fell to be trampled like filth on the street. So that now with each drink another I crave. Would God forgive me, or have I waited too late? I led her from the tavern, and cheap ways of this world. We prayed that night, God gave a new life to a stranger and a barroom girl.
Man, that's a real tearjerker.
Yet another birthday person. Happy 68th birthday today to Ronnie Millsap.
I watch her picking up their tips off the tables and see them smile as she brings another round. That dress she's wearing shows she's all woman, and it reminds me I once had what they want now. That girl who waits on tables used to wait for me at home, and she waited till all her love was gone. I'm too late, but I still worship the floor. It's a song about a fool who did her wrong, and I'll wait for her again till closing time. But when she goes home tonight, I'll be alone. That girl
mortgage today that'll last 20 years, but I intend to pay from my earnings I work for day by day. Now, I don't get a check from the government, but my taxes increased and the money I've spent to try and pay my way and my children's through school. Yet there's some folks seem to think that I'm just a fool. I buy my own groceries slowly by the sack, Don't get no commodities, so don't own no Cadillac. But I have got a Plymouth, and it's financed too. And I make them bank payments from the work that I do. Ah, my budget is hurting, and to help make ends meet, I soak them beans longer so we'll have more to eat. But I'm thankful I'm able to make my own way, and I'll keep driving my Plymouth and working every day. But it does set you to thinking when you try and try, and you look up and see a new Cadillac glide by, full of young'uns and commodities all living for free on the taxes and hard work by you and me. So, Mr. President, I'd like you to take just a minute and play this little message to the United States Senate. Now, I ain't really complaining or polluting the air. I just want to ask, do you think it's fair?
I'm gonna make this guy the biggest thing in the music business.
Well, I bought me a donkey about 4 foot tall to plow my cotton in the early fall. His running around was an awful sin. I had to build a fence to keep my donkey in. I rigged up a wire with a battery charge to keep my donkey from a running at large. Inside this pen, I turned him loose. Corral by volts of electrified juice. Well, which way did my donkey go? If you see him, let me know. I haven't seen my donkey since he backed into that electrified fence. Now the first time he backed up against it, he threw back his ears and he had a fit. He brayed real loud and he hit high gear. He jumped up into the stratosphere. I just got word from my Albuquerque. A donkey up there was looking for work. He's my donkey and his name is Jack. Oh, how I wish he'd come on back. Well, which way did my donkey go? If you see him, let me know. I haven't seen my donkey since he backed into that electrified fence. Watching the star while looking through his telescope, he nearly had himself a stroke. He saw something riding up the rainbow trail with two long ears and a cuckoo tail. The thing he saw and he firmly states was a donkey headed for the pearly gates. Well, which way did my donkey go? If you see him, let me know. I haven't seen my donkey since he backed in.
Oh, got yourself an electrified donkey. That's got to be one hot piece of ass.
If you want to have your name on the roll that's called up yonder,
then you better get out on your knees and pray, dear brother.
If you want to walk on high, guide you,
then you better heed this warning when I say, oh, you better get out on your knees and pray, dear brother. Yes, you better get out on your knees and pray. And you better read the good book from one end to the other if you want to be there on that judgment day.
Thank you. that ride on the train that's bound for glory,
then you better get out on your knees and pray, dear brother.
Open up that Bible wide, learn to know the righteous story,
and you'll never need to worry when I say, oh, you better get out on your knees and pray, dear brother. Yes, you better get out on your knees and pray. And you better read the good book from one end to the other if you want to be there on that judgment day.
To come if you heed the master's calling.
So you better get out on your knees and pray, dear brother.
He will guide you through the mist of the rain or snow that's falling.
But there's just one thing to help you on your way. Oh, you better get out on your knees and pray, dear brother. Yes, you better get out on your knees and pray. And you better read the good book from one end. If you want to be there on the judgment day.
Is it not better to be an old maid than to wish you were one? Wouldn't you rather be an old maid looking for a man all day than to get married and look for him all night?
Let's wake up to some Kenny Dino. Remember this one?
Your mama said you cried in your sleep last night. Your mama said you cried in your sleep last night. You should have seen the look in her eyes.
Oh, one of those good old good ones for sure. Sort of a haunting hopper by Kenny Dino. Tune called Your Ma Said You Cried in Your Sleep Last Night from 1961. Minor hit for Kenny, who hailed from, oh, what a great town, Hicksville, New York. Sort of a oxymoron, wouldn't that be? Anyway, Kenny died just a couple years back, had a heart attack down there in Florida on the way home from a gig and pulled off the highway, and that's where they found him the next day. Great song, and a great man. Johnny and Jack before that, Johnny Wright and Jack Anglin from 1950, way back there, gave us one called You Better Get Down on Your Knees and Pray. It is Sunday, after all. Johnny Horton did The Electrified Donkey from 1959. A Bit of Jocularity, written by Ferlin Husky. Before that, Cousin Tooney did Mortgage Plymouth from 1970. A very witty answer song to the Guy Drake tune, Welfare Cadillac. Cousin Tooney, of course, is going to pay for her Plymouth. No matter how long it takes, where Guy, of course, depending on the government to pay off his Welfare Cadillac. We've got to throw that one on one of these weeks. A country classic for sure. We also heard from Ronnie Millsap doing a nice ballad called The Girl Who Waits on Tables. And as stated, today is Ronnie Millsap's birthday. Turned 68 years old. First discovered by Charlie Pride at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Which begs the question, what the heck was Charlie Pride doing at the Whiskey A Go-Go? Wish I had the answer. Perhaps he was out there to see the Doors and Strawberry Alarm Clock. Began that set with Chuck Wells and a weeper and a moaner called Barroom Girl from 1953 on Columbia Records. Chuck out of Birmingham, Alabama. Just about the top of the hour. In fact, it is, so we're going to spin you these messages and we'll be right back.
Live from the campus of Northwestern Michigan College, this is WNMC Traverse City, your window onto a whole world of great music. WNMC is brought to you with support from the Right Brain Brewery on Garland Street in Traverse City's Warehouse District. Right Brain brews a wide variety of all-natural beer using local ingredients wherever possible and none of that other bollocks. Information on barroom hours, the beer menu, events and more is available at rightbrainbrewery.com.
Straight up, 11 o'clock here in TC. You're listening to the Head for the Hills radio program. We're here every Sunday from 10 o'clock until noon, spinning out those old hillbilly fossils, rockabilly relics. Our aim is to highlight the obscure stuff from country music. Obviously, we're not going to hear from Shania or Toby or Garth. None of that Winona Bologna. Just grade A, hickophonic swing and sway from the old day. Ben Hamper with you. Phone number down here to the beige submarine is 995-1090. Heard from some nice folks this morning and some good requests. We'll try to get them on, if not today, certainly next week. And a reminder that our six-pack to go spotlight special artist this week is the Everly Brothers, and that'll be coming up, oh, in about 20 minutes. Ought to be good. We've got some good stuff from different points in their career. Some of the obscure with a few of their hits. No bad time to hear the Everly Brothers. But a set of music before that first. I'm going to start out with one that the illustrious Dr. Hump set us this week. A tune by Billy Walker called The Record.
Around and around goes the record. Around and around and round it spins. I sit alone watching someone I've known drop a dime in the jukebox, and the record keeps spinning. As around with her new love she dances, around
and round and then somehow I see that the record's like me and like all of her lovers have been. Once I was high on her heart parade, love was new, she was true all the time. But then she grew tired of my love serenade, and she dropped me like somebody drops the jukebox a dime. Now around and around goes the record, around and around and round it spins, but soon it will be just an old melody that she won't give a dime for again. Once I was high on her heart parade, love was new, she was true for a time. But then she grew tired of my love serenade, and she dropped me like somebody drops a jukebox a dime. Now around and around goes the record, around and around and round it spins, but soon it will be just an old melody that she won't give a dime for again. Around and around goes the record, around and around goes the record.
They boogie in the east and they boogie in the west, but here's the one that they like the best. When they get started, they just won't stop. It's a brand new thing they call a bop. If you lose your head, want to flip your lid, don't do it, brother, don't be a kid. Here's something better than blowing your top. Just grab your baby and do the bop. Now everybody's rocking,
everybody's rocking,
everybody's bopping,
everybody's bopping,
everybody's rocking,
everybody's.
Everybody's bopping,
everybody's bopping,
rocking and bopping and hopping all over the floor.
Cherry Street.
she looked so neat. I took her in my car and I couldn't wait to get that gal on the moonlight date. I thought she was the kind that I'd like to squeeze, but she was just a female Hercules. I put my arm around her and I pulled her up tight. She began to scratch, to kick and to fight. She said, now, bub, you better take me home. I'm not the kind of gal that likes to roam. I thought she was the kind that I'd like to squeeze, but she was just a female Hercules. She smacked me in the jaw and I heard my neck crack. She twisted my arm and like to broke my back. She threw me on the ground like a sack of meal and then picked me up by the back of the heels. I want you to know she really gave me a tussle. All of them curves was nothing but muscle. I tore out a running across the field, a kicking up the dirt like an automobile. My shirt tail running up and down my back. With every step I took, she gave me a whack. I'm a telling you, boys, I was cutting the breeze, running from the female Hercules. In the hospital bed with two black eyes and a knot on my head, my teeth all loose and a brace on my neck. I felt like a man that got hurt in a wreck. I thought she was the kind that I'd like to squeeze, but she was just a female Hercules.
This new record you are about to hear can be the most important record you have ever heard.
I fell in love with you, now it's no wonder why. You were so sweet and pretty, easy on the eye. I thought you was the cutest thing alive, but you changed from an angel to a devil right before my eyes. To a scheme and he believed. He took a bite of apples. To his surprise, she changed from an angel to a devil right before his eyes. With a scheming woman, with a scheming lies, to fool any man who thinks he's wise. It's honey and sugar till she gets him tied. Then she'll change from an angel to a devil right before his eyes. Yeah, it's all 40,000 with Adam and Eve. He listened to his scheme and he believed. He took a bite of apple and to his surprise, she changed from an angel to a devil right before his eyes.
Governor George is a friend of the farmer. Governor George and the farmers run our state. Governor George thinks they'd like to run the nation. Governor George is gonna run in 68. So we're voting for Wallace for president, to be leader of this nation of wealth. We're gonna get him out of Alabama, let him go up north and mess up someone else. Governor George, he believes in junior college, but his view of university wise up and
a spirit of national masochism prevails, encouraged by an effete core of impudent snobs who characterize themselves as intellectuals.
I don't need any pills to put me to sleep. I just need my little woman to scratch my feet. That's all. Ooh, that's all. I just need a little loving, like a petting and a hugging. That's all. Sick, drinking any wine, just a touch of your hand to make me rise and shine. That's all. That's all. I just need a little loving, like a petting and a hugging. That's all. You. I done got the bug, but I can take it like a man for one little bitty hug, and that's all. That's all. I just need a little loving, like a petting and a hugging. That's all. Drinking any wine, let me touch your hand and make me rise and shine. That's all. Ooh, that's all. I just need a little loving, like a petting and a hugging. That's all. I got one eye black, the other one is blue, but the black won't end till I get you. And that's all. Ooh, that's all. I just need a little loving, like a petting and a hugging. That's all.
On your picture, throw your ring away. I'd have written you a letter, but I couldn't spell. And that's all I've got to say. That's all I've got to say. When I found out you'd been untrue, not a minute did I lay. I'd have written you a letter, but I couldn't spell. And that's all I've got to say. That's all I've got to say.
I even went to where we used to go. Outside of town, found the tree where we carved the names, chopped the dang thing down.
I burned the tie you gave me. I never did dig as much anyway. I'd have written you a letter, but I couldn't spell. And that's all I've got to say. That's all I've got to say.
Everything I can to get even with you. I started the day when I wrote your name in 34 telephone booths.
I drew a mustache on your picture, throwed your ring away. I'd have written you a letter, but I couldn't spell. And that's all I've got to say. And that's all I've got to say. And that's all I've got to say.
That's all I've got to say. Oh, such a highbrow show we have going right now. Homer and Jethro right there. And one of theirs called I Couldn't Spell from 1968. Released on RCA Records, and weren't they proud? A tune that was also a minor hit for Sam, the Sham, and the Pharaohs. You might remember those guys from Woolly Bully. Prior to that, we heard from Oney Wheeler from 1957, an unissued thing he did on Sun Records. A hopper and a bopper called That's All. Of course, First, Oney Wheeler was able to achieve my lifetime goal of dying on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. Given my druthers, that wouldn't be a bad place to cash out. Before that, a truly weird one, Hilton Hammond gave us "We're Voting for Wallace for President." And before you get too rankled about it, it was actually an anti-George Wallace tune. Eschewing how she would rather vote for him for president and get him out of Alabama, where she was from. Actually, Hilton Hammond wrote two or three tunes critical of George Wallace, and they were all turned down by her record label, K-Arc. And so she put them out on her own label from 1968. Whitey Knight before that, and a tune called "From an Angel to a Devil." Also heard from Bill Carlisle and the Carlisles, giving us "Female Hercules," Carlisle's out of Wakefield, Kentucky. And to release that one back on Mercury Records in 1954. Prior to that, Adolf Hoffner and the Pearl Wranglers from 56 gave us "Rockin' and a Boppin'." And started that set off with Billy Walker from 55, the Tall Texan, giving us something called "The Record." 11:21 now. You're listening to the Head for the Hills radio program here on WNMC 90.7 in Traverse City. Quick reminder that the Grass River Natural Area will host a moonlight ski on Saturday, January 22nd, starting at 7 p.m. Experience the magic of cross-country skiing by moonlight. A naturalist will lead the way along Grass River Natural Area's groomed trails. Pre-registration and payment are required in advance, so call them up at 231-533-8314 to register. Hope you're all enjoying your Sunday morning thus far. Got some football on tap for this weekend, or this afternoon. At least I do. Once we get rid of the Sea Hags and Bears game, we can really dig in for that Jets-Pats matchup. That should really be a bruiser. Looking forward to it. Hey, it's time for our six-pack to go. Our spotlight special this week is on the Everly Brothers. And mainly because it's Phil Everly's birthday this coming Tuesday. And believe it or not, Phil will be 72 years old. Oh, it doesn't seem possible. Then again, Don Everly will be turning 74 years old in just a couple weeks. It's hard to perceive of those guys as old. They'll always seem young, but they're still around, and that's the good thing. We're going to hear half dozen tunes or so from the Everly Brothers, starting early in their career, one of the very first records on Columbia Records, I believe it was, yep. And a tune called "Keep Lovin' Me."
Disagree, 'cause when you give, you're bound to receive. Don't let what happened before make us like the others that lose.
Trust me, believe in my plan and the secret I know time can prove. Keep loving me, keep loving me, keep loving me the way.
The heart unfolds, it warms the body, and I know it does. I've ever seen. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky to lie down in golden green. Golden girls treat you right. They wear dresses cut country tight. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky if he's seen a golden green light. Kentucky's sunshine makes the heart.
Everly Brothers right there, and throughout that set. Last one there, a nice one called Bowling Green, a tune written by their bass player, Terry Slater, and released in 1967 on Warner Brothers Records. Everly's really never had any big hits after about 64 or so, but that's a good one. Could have been a hit, should have been. Another one that would fall in that category before that, The Price of Love, a tune that Phil and Don wrote that only made it up to number 102 on the Billboard charts. But a nice rocker for them from 1967. And then we heard a couple of their, I would say, bigger hits. Probably not number one hits, but big hits for the Everly Brothers. A couple. That's Old Fashioned from 1962, and also from 1962, beautiful ballad called Crying in the Rain, which made it up to number six, written by Carole King. And speaking of ballads, we heard a good one from 1960 from the Everlys, Love Hurts. A lot of people have covered that tune, of course, the heavy metal band Nazareth marched it right up to the top 10 back in 1975, but that's the original. Then a tune written by Don Everly from 1957 on Cadence Records. We heard Should We Tell Him? And started off our six-pack salute to the Everly Brothers this morning with one of their very early sides on Columbia Records. Another tune that they wrote from 1955 called Keep a Lovin' Me. And, like I say, Phil Everly turns 72 years old on Tuesday, and then his brother Don will be 74 in just a couple weeks, I believe on February 1st. So, happy birthday, Everlys. And for a listener who didn't particularly care for that, yes, we will be playing the Partridge Family next week for our six-pack to go. You're listening to the Head for the Hills radio program. We have about one more set of music before we turn it over to Fred, who just arrived. And thanks for listening. The phone number down here is 995-1090 for comments, requests. And let's see. Going to get this last set started with Johnny Bond doing Loaded for Bear.
Now, when I was a boy, just turned 14, had an old hound dog by the name of Queen. When we went hunting, we made quite a pair. My old 12-gauge, it was loaded for bear. Up one hill and down the other, carrying 9 raccoons and their paw and mother. If we come home empty-handed, boy, that was rare. Cause me and old Queen, we was loaded for bear. Well, one day, Queen and me, we treed us a coon. That tree was so tall, it nearly scraped on the moon. I throwed down my gun and said, well, I swear, I'm a climbing for coon and I'm loaded for bear. Well, I clumb about a mile up that dad-blamed tree. but nothing yet was I able to see. Then I heard a commotion way down on the ground. Old Queen had lit out. She was homeward bound. Now Queen ain't no quitter. She's a first-class pooch. But that hound was running like she had been shot full of hooch. So I glanced straight down. Lawsy mercy me, there's a big black bear and he's loaded for me. So here I am, halfway to the top, hanging onto this tree, trying hard not to drop. Seems like I've been here for nigh on to a year, but old Mr. Bear, he just don't seem to care. So I took all I could and I called on the Lord. I says, Lord, I ain't much. I don't deserve no reward. But if you got notions of answering this prayer, I says you better come soon and come loaded for bear. So old Mr. Bear, he finally took the hint. He growled a few times and then turned around and went. But he sure left his mark on me, I mean in wear and tear. And that's the last time I ever went hunting when loaded for bear. So go to bed, chillin', and cut out your winking. That story's the truth. I know what you're thinking. And tomorrow night, if you'll gather around my rocking chair, I'll spin you another yarn about the time I was loaded for bear.
Here comes one for all you aging hippies out there.
Hell no, we won't go! 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 Hell no, we won't go!
Well, I woke up there this morning, boy, did my head hurt. I reached for my granny glasses and my paisley tie-dyed shirt. Gathered up my love beads and I pinned my peace sign on. I looked at the Woodstock poster hanging in my john. Then I threw my back out, tying up my shoes. I got them Easy Rider, expat Dodger, 20th later, middle-aged filthy blues. Well, my old friend Jerry Rubin, he used to be so hip. Now he works the stock market to give the insider's tip. My guru said make love, not war, find your peace within. And now I hear he stashed his cash in a bank in Switzerland. Well, my best friend said those days are dead. Ain't you heard the news? I got them Easy Rider, extract Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. Uh-huh. Oh, Lord, it's been so long since I heard a good protest song. Oh, when did we lose that dream? Makes me wanna scream. Oh, oh.
Well, my best friend said those days are dead. Ain't you heard the news?
Got them Easy Rider, extra Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. Radicals we used to know so well. Remember old Jane Fonda, she sure used to give them hell. I've seen her in the movies once or twice. I hear she moved out west. She's married now with a couple of kids, but wait till you hear the rest. She flew to Hanoi to see Ho Chi Minh to save the huddled masses. Now she's doing videotapes and exercising.
Jumping jacks, go for the bird.
She's
one,
helping
two, chin
down
three,
people.
Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh, Ho Chi Minh
is gonna win. I'm the last one in my neighborhood who hasn't cut his hair. I tried to stage a sit-in, but everyone just stared. My hippie days are over, but let me clarify that, honey. Gonna go and get me an MBA, gonna make me lots of money. Yeah, I'm gonna drive me a Mercedes Benz, wear them Gucci shoes. I got the Easy Rider, X-Step Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. One more time, I'm gonna drive me a Mercedes Benz, wear them Gucci shoes. I got the Easy Rider, X-Step Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. Fire up, man, fire up.
Peace, peace and love, man, peace and love. Did you hear that far-out sound of the Iron Butterfly, man?
Oh, yeah, man.
Ain't it got to be the LK
heard about those new purple pants.
What about the weather?
Hey, I'm still got my karma. While it's happening in San Francisco, man. Yeah, my dad's paying for my trip out there, you know? I'm going to find myself, you know? I'm going to find myself in San Francisco. You talk to your dad.
Agony tore at my mind. I'm a statistic. And when I first got here, I felt very much alone. I was overwhelmed with grief, and I expected to find something. But oh, I found no sympathy. I only saw thousands of others whose bodies were as badly mangled as mine. I was given a number and placed in a category. And the category was called traffic fatality. Now, the day I died was an ordinary school day. Oh, how I wish I'd taken the bus. But I was too cool for the bus. I remembered how I'd conned my mom out of her car that day. A special favor, I pleaded, 'cause all the other kids drived. And when the 250 bell rang that day, I threw my books in my locker. I'm free until 8:40 tomorrow morning. Oh, I ran to the parking lot, excited at the thought of driving a car, being my own boss, being free. Now, it doesn't matter how the accident happened. I was just goofing off, I guess. Going a little too fast, smoking a little pot, taking crazy chances. But I was enjoying my freedom and having myself a ball. And the very last thing I remember was passing an old lady who seemed to be going awful slow. Then I heard the deafening crash and felt a terrific jolt. Glass and steel flew everywhere. My whole body seemed to be turning inside out. And then I heard myself scream. Suddenly I awakened, and it was very quiet. This police officer was standing over me. Then I saw this doctor. My body was so mangled, I was saturated with blood. Pieces of jagged glass were sticking out all over my body. And I thought it strange that I didn't feel anything. Hey, mister, don't pull that sheet over my head. I can't be dead. I'm only 17. I got a date tonight. I'm supposed to grow up and have a wonderful life. I can't be dead. But later, I was placed in a morgue on a coal slab. And my folks had to identify me. Oh, why did they have to see me like this? Why did I have to look into my mom's eyes when she had just been through the most terrible ordeal of her life? And my dad, he suddenly looked like an old man as he told the man in charge, "Yes, that's our son." And my funeral, it was a real experience. I saw all my relatives and friends walk towards my casket. They passed by one by one and looked at me with the saddest eyes I guessed I'd ever seen. Some of my buddies were crying, and my girlfriend touched my hand and sobbed as she walked away. "Please, somebody, wake me up and get me out of here. I can't bear to see my mom and dad so broken up, and my grandparents are so racked with grief they can barely walk, and my brother and sister are like zombies walking around in a daze. Please, somebody. No one can believe this, and I can't believe it myself. Please don't bury me. I can't be dead. I have a lot of living to do. I want to laugh and run again. I want to sing and dance. Oh, please don't put me in the ground. I promise if you give me one more chance, God, I'll be the most careful driver in the whole wide world. All I'm asking is one more chance, God. Please. I'm only 17.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say it was the kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive. It just won't stall. It's got a
four-barrel carbon, dual exhaust, four lemon gears, so you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good, and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they were standing still. And all of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but by then the taillights were all you could see. Well, the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twist the speedometer cable off the end. I had my foot and feet cleared to the floor, said that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck, I whispered a prayer, just for luck. The fender's clicking, the guardrail post, the guy beside me were white as gold. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines in the road just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. With the tires on the sides, you can feel tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly and a Cadillac pulled over. Let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking, went down and dipped and started rocking. I look at my mirror and the red light was blinking. Cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive and drink, and you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Oh, there's the original of that one there. Charlie Ryan from back in 1955 doing the original Hot Rod Lincoln. Charlie Ryan out of Polson, Montana. And that tune there, of course, been done by a lot of people. It's a big hit for Johnny Bond in 1960. And also, Commander Cody in his Lost Planet Airmen had a hit with it in 1972. Red Sovine with a true tearjerker before that, called I'm Only 17, released in 1977 on Starday Records. Mo Averick on Fraternity Records gave us the Middle Age Hippie Blues. And began that set with Johnny Bond from 1956, released on Columbia, a thing called Loaded for Bear. And no, that wouldn't be the old Ted Nugent and Amboy Duke tune by the same name. Just about all the time we have for this edition of the Head for the Hills radio program. Real quickly, want to say thanks to everybody that came out to the weekend wig out party last Friday down at the Inside Out Gallery. And like to give a big thanks to Mike and Kim down there at the Inside Out Gallery for letting us use their space and do a little shindig down there. Had a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll do it again. And hopefully see you next Friday night for Soul Possession at 9 o'clock. We're going to leave you right now with something by Johnny Cash along with the great Ray Charles. And they're doing... Chris Christopherson's Why Me, Lord. Bye-bye.
Okay. Here we go. One, two, three, and four, five.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the blessings I've known? Why me, Lord? What did I ever do that was worth love from you and the kindness you've shown? If you think there's a way that I can repay what I've taken from you, baby Lord, I could show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. My soul's in your hands. Jesus, my soul's in your hands.